KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We have cloudy skies, some drizzle, and at 7:07, 47 degrees. We picked up 68 107 inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours here in Atlantic. Messina reports 1.46 inches. Our forecast for today is calling for cloudy skies with scattered light rain and a high of 54, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. In the news, if you're a property owner, you were likely shocked and angered by the increase in your property assessment that came out earlier this month. Atlantic's City Administrator John Lund Wednesday said an assessment is not the final say in the amount of property taxes you'll eventually end up paying.
I'd like to remind people that the assessor's doing her job to determine fair market value, and that's just step one. The next step is once things are finalized, the state's going to look over the total amount of property value increases across the state. They passed a They changed the law in 2018, so if total valuation growth is about 3%, that's when the rollback is going to trigger in. There are some other mitigating factors that I'm still trying to figure out. The actual literal formula.
Speaking during a meeting of the Atlantic City Council, Lund said if your home value went up anywhere from 10 to 30%, there's no limit on how far the rollback can dive in order to reconcile the fair value. Once the rollback is established, he said the county auditor then applies the taxable values. Lund will receive that data, and he, along with the council, will discuss the tax levies. From that point, that process won't even begin until December.
So, just a reminder to people that the notices you got, you're not going to be paying taxes on that until October of 2022. It's a long process. However, on the same note, if the legislature passes Senate File 587, tax levies will probably not be going down as far as they would, because it seems that the Senate thinks it's time to start phasing out the backfill. Atlantic has not had the type of valuation increases that would put us into the four-year phase-out. Our assessments were relatively sluggish compared to other parts of the state, so we'd get a six-year phase-out, but that's $112,000 city's going to have to make up in the state now.
In other area news, the Audubon School District's Board of Education held a public hearing in a very short special session Tuesday evening. Superintendent Eric Traeger told KJAN News the board approved the FY22 budget as proposed.
And I guess end of the day, you know, what the property taxpayers are interested in is what happened to their tax rate. Our tax levy rate actually dropped by 3 cents, so going from $11.90 per thousand to $11.87 per thousand. You know, that's essentially, let's be honest, that's essentially level. That tax rate will generate an additional $14,500 for the district for the coming years.
The next step, he said, is for the budget to be certified, and then it'll be sent on to the state for filing before April 15th. Well, police in Red Oak investigating a non-injury accident last night arrested the driver on an OWI charge. Authorities say officers responding at around 11:41 p.m. to the 1400 block of East Coolbaugh Street found a 2018 Mitsubishi Outlander on its top in the middle of the road. They determined the driver, 26-year-old Aspen Renee Riley of Red Oak, was traveling east when she became distracted and struck a legally parked 2011 Cadillac SRX Premium owned by Morgan Dowsell. Both vehicles sustained damage to the left front headlight assembly and the airbags deployed on the SUV. Riley was arrested for OWI second offense. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $14,000 altogether. Two people were arrested Wednesday night in Red Oak. Authorities say 29-year-old Cody James Siverson of Stanton and 29-year-old Olivia Margaret Cruz of Red Oak were each charged with domestic abuse assault, first offense. They were taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. in the 1600 block of Summit Street and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where the pair was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Cass County Master Gardeners say they're excited to announce the return of their annual spring plant sale for 2021. Canceled last year as the pandemic prohibited public gathering, the 2021 event promises to have a wide variety of spring perennials available for gardeners looking to update their landscape this year. This year's event is scheduled for Saturday morning, May the 8th, at the Cass County Community Center on the Cass County Fairgrounds. The sale will be open to the public to purchase divided perennials suitable for spring planting, as well as possibly some garden tools and decor. The sale begins at 8 a.m. in the front parking lot of the community center. Interested gardeners are encouraged to arrive early for the best plant selection, as the annual fall and spring sales occasionally sell out before 10 a.m. Due to the pandemic, several safety measures will be in place for this sale, including recommending the use of masks when interacting with others and completing the purchase. spreading out sale items to allow for social distancing, hand sanitizer stations, and a one-way traffic flow for shoppers. Cass County Master Gardeners will be bringing a variety of plants from their own gardens, as well as plants dug from gardens around the community, for the sale. Community members are also welcome to donate plants to this event, and members of the Master Gardeners may even help you dig. If you're dividing perennials in your yard this spring and have extra plants to donate, you're asked to call in advance and make arrangements to drop off donated plants before the date of the plant sale, which is again on May the 8th. As the event gets closer, the group will be sharing a list of plants expected to be available at the sale. Cass County Master Gardeners will use the funds from the plant sale to support their scholarships and community grants, as well as projects they do around the county each year. If you'd like more information about those events and or Cass County Master Gardener activities in the county, contact the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132 or email Cass County Extension Director and Master Gardener Kate Olson at keolson@iastate.edu. In addition, you're invited to follow Cass County Master Gardeners on their Facebook page to keep up with local events, tips, and gardening. And if you'd like to learn more about the Master Gardener program and becoming a Master Gardener yourself, the next class will begin in August of 2021 with a mix of online and hands-on learning. You can find out more details on that and sign up at the Iowa Master Gardener website, or again, call the Cass County Extension Office to learn more. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.